Sri Gyan Ghosh will sing a thumri for you. The thumri form centers around themes of love. There are many embellishments which make the song expressive and romantic. The raga is gara, an evening raga, belonging to the khamas thaat. The tala is dadra. The words express admiration for a beautiful girl as she carries water in a pitcher.
Pani bhare di, pani bhare di, pani bhare di, pani bhare di, kon albe le kinar jama jam pani bhareri kon albe le kinar jama jam jama jam pani pani bhareri pani bhareri pani bhareri pani bhareri pani bhareri kon albe le kinar jama jam pani haath rasariyan aare haath rasariyan kaankh gagariyan ye haath rasariyan paankh kaankh gagariyan ye baaki चितवन से घायल करेरी पानी भरेरी कौन अलबे लिया कौन अलबे ले कीना कौन अलबे ले किनार जमा जम पानी
As I told you before, the multitude of ragas have been grouped in the Hindustani system of music into 10 thaats. This grouping goes back to an eminent musician scholar, Vishnu Narayan Bhatkhande, at the turn of the century, who intended to establish a simple classification of our ragas. It seems that all the ragas can not logically be grouped into 10 thaats. However, for the performing musicians of today, classification is not all important. To make a comparison, in order to know a person, you don't need to worry about his ancestors. I will give you examples of ragas whose names are similar to the thaat to which they belong but use different swaras. First here, Purvi thaat. I will play Rag Purvi. You will note that though it has the same name as the thaat, it has an extra swara, Shuddhama.
Bye.
Now listen to Raga Puryadhanashri. Though it has a different name, this raga is closer to Purvi Thaat, using exactly the same swaras. Now hear Marva Thaat. Now I will play Raga Marva. Please note that this raga does not use the pa at all. Now hear Raga Puriya Kalyan, which is closer to the Marva Thaat, using all the swaras of the Thaat. Thank you. Ragas can be performed for different lengths of time. You must remember that some of our greatest musicians have expressed a raga and made memorable recordings within 3.5 minutes only. A trained musician is able to adjust the duration of a raga from about 15 minutes to several hours, depending on the mood, atmosphere, and the rapport with the listeners. In the ancient Dhrupad form, there are hardly any tempo changes. However, with the advent of the Khyal form, tempo changes became one of the features. These tempo changes occur in stages. Each tempo is maintained through a period of time. Gradations in slow tempo are Ati Vilambit, very slow, Vilambit, slow, Madhya Vilambit, medium slow. Then there is a Madhya or medium speed. In Drut or fast tempo, the gradations are Madhya Drut, medium fast, Drut, fast, Ati Drut, very fast. The same gat or different gats are performed in these tempos. I will give you some examples in Rag Yaman Kalyan, with Ustad Larakha playing the tabla in teen taal. Ati Vilambit tempo. Now the same gat in Vilambit tempo. Now the same gat in Madhya Vilambit tempo. This is a different gat which is in Madhya Lay. Now a gat in Madhya Drut tempo. Now this same gat in Drut tempo. Thank you. In the Atidrut tempo, one usually ends with the jhala. That's where the side strings, the chikaris, are played in a very fast tempo, like this. As you know, our ragas are sung or played with the accompaniment of the tabla, except the alap in Dhrupad form. There are several ways of tabla accompaniment. Ustad Alaraka and myself will show you a few. In Jawabi Sangat, the tabla player imitates the rhythmic phrases played by the instrumentalist. Saath Sangat, the tabla follows very closely the rhythmic pattern of the main instrument. Reaching the sum together is very exciting for the musician as well as the listener. Please note, as we did in Jawabi Sangat, in this also there will be a tihai in the end. Another type of accompaniment is sawal jawab, which means question and answer. It is a dialogue between the soloist and the drummer. It can be played in any tempo, but usually it is played in the Atidrut tempo as the climax at the very end. I would like to go deeper into the structure of alap. Though an alap has no measured rhythm, there are, however, sections. At the end of these, there are a special accent, almost like a sum, which is felt by the listener. Usually the listeners indicate these endings by a soft hmm, something like this. I will play an alap in rag Ahir Bhairav, a morning rag. Try to feel the sections and respond. This raga is strangely classified as belonging to Bhairav Thar, but you will note that it uses Komalni instead of the Shuddhani of Bhairav Thar. Thank you. At a performance of Indian music, not only the musicians, but also the listeners take an active part. The constant rapport between musicians and listeners inspires the performers. I have mentioned how the alap is punctuated. Often when there is a tala, you can use your knowledge of hand beats and finger count motions. Connoisseurs will show their delight when hearing the sum, especially after complicated tihais or elaborated tans. You even notice the supporting musicians nodding their heads as signs of approval. This participation should of course not be noisy and interrupt the mood. Before finishing, I would like to impress on you that becoming a performing musician of Indian music requires a long training. I hope, however, that you have gained by this introduction some insight into melody, rhythm and form of Indian music. Please add to this introduction by taking all opportunities to hear performances and recordings of our music. Now, in the very end, I will play for you Raga Sindhi Bhairavi.